As fast fashion retailers like Shein, Zara, and H&M have grown in popularity, so has pushback against this cheaper form of clothing. Proposed legislation in New York and the European Parliament would further regulate the fashion industry.
In Milwaukee, a menswear store called Millworks has been described as a vendor of slow fashion, clothes that are more sustainable and generally longer lasting.
Jason and Jesse Meyer join us for a look at slow fashion and Milwaukee style. They're brothers and co-founders of Millworks. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Jesse, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, Jason, let's start with you. You and a couple of friends co-founded Millworks some years back, 2015. Why? What led you to want to start a menswear company in Milwaukee?
A little bit of a loaded question, but I think the main part of it was we just saw a void for what we were looking to do. And, you know, especially in a city like Milwaukee, things kind of get looked over. So it was something that my brother and I approached our lifelong friends who are also our business partners. And we said, hey, let's just do it.
Jason, paint us a picture of who your, you know, typical customer might be, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, you know, it is across the board, but our, you know, the demo that has really kind of like risen to the top is probably the, you know, 30 and older. And it tends to be somebody who's a little bit more comfortable in their career right now. They're fortunate. They get to travel a lot, or they enjoy traveling. As of lately, I would say the last couple of years, we've been kind of thrown into this category or kind of been dubbed a place for like really kind of like cool dads go to get stuff.
Jesse, is there such a thing as a Milwaukee style or even a Wisconsin style when it comes to men's clothing, cool dads or otherwise?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, definitely Milwaukee is a blue collar ethnic city. So you see a lot of, you know, flannels, jeans, T-shirts type of look here. And that is also what we carry, but we just carried it in an elevated fashion.
Jason, we're in a world of fast fashion in a lot of ways, right? We get that style now. It's cheap. It's maybe in the landfill after five wearings. That doesn't seem to be your approach here. It costs a little more, but I get the impression the intention is you're going to wear it for, you know, maybe years. Can you talk about your philosophy when it comes to the kinds of clothes you want to put out there?
Exactly. So we definitely sit in the we are a better casual space. A lot of the brands that we deal with are the opposite of fast fashion. A lot of the brands are very small batch. They're family owned. Even the bigger brands that we carry, they have these smaller kind of divisions that are what we deal with. And so their focus is on the fabric, the quality, who's making it, where they're making it. A lot of times when we're ordering stuff from our vendors, it's not even made yet. They make it for us. So it is really kind of the opposite of fast fashion, and our customer has really, really grown to appreciate that, because you're right. I mean, you'll come in here and you'll, you know, like Jess said earlier, you know, you'll grab a nice flannel or a nice pair of pants or a pair of jeans, and you will wear them for several years.
Jesse, is there kind of an educational process, maybe some sticker shock when people first walk in, if they've been used to that, you know, maybe less durable clothing at that much lower price?
Yeah, for sure there is. You know, and that's our responsibility then to explain to them where that price is coming in, have it be with the labor costs and the specialized fabrics and the traditional milling of the fabrics and old machines that they're all made on in here and in the state, in Japan and here in the States. So yeah, there's definitely a period of sticker shock for some folks, and others they get it right away. So we kind of goes across the board for us.
Jason, you mentioned you saw a lot of different brands, including your store's called Millworks, and there is a Millworks line of clothing. What does it take to design and then get produced your own brand?
You know, that is that's our outlet to kind of have fun and be a little bit more creative, you know, not staring at spreadsheets all day. So that allows, you know, Jesse and I, Tim and Heather, our business partners, to really kind of find out some holes, some voids that we have within our store, and kind of plug those with our own Millworks label. Most of the product is designed in-house, and then we send that to factories to get made. And we do deal with a handful of factories around the world, and it's just it's turned into something that's really starting to grow for us within our within the Millworks brand, as far as a retail store, online store. The actual Millworks label has turned in to one of our top five best-selling labels that we now carry. So very, very humbling, very flattering. And it's, you know, it's really fun for us to do.
We're visiting the Milwaukee clothing store, Millworks. They're in Milwaukee. They're online. Jason and Jesse Meyer are with us, brothers and two of the co-founders. Jesse, one of the things that surprised me the most is something that Jason mentioned earlier. You want really good Americana-style clothing. A lot of it's made in Japan. How did that happen? What's going on there?
Yeah, so, you know, the Japanese really have a appreciation for American, historic American culture, specifically the what we would call the Golden Age after World War II, the 40s through 65, typically. And what had happened is when we got out of manufacturing here in the United States, a lot of the Japanese companies came over and bought all our old machinery, and they took it back to Japan and are now making their products on our old machines with an Americana style. What they feel is their Americana style, which you usually see is like a, again, like through the eras of the 40s through 1965 is what they consider the golden age of Americana style.
Jesse, a next step, I understand, a second store in Portland, Oregon. I kind of get that as the, you know, the size of the city, the kind of the city. But any thoughts of branching out within Wisconsin in physical locations in the future?
You know, we had a Door County store for a few years, and we really enjoyed that. We did close it during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But at, you know, at this time, we're just kind of focusing on the Portland store, and we would never say never, but at this time, it's just, you know, one step at a time.
All right, Jason, I got to ask. I've got a brother. I love my brother. Would I want to run a business with him? I don't know. What is it like to be a sibling act and being in business together?
That is probably the number one question we get. You know, Jess and I are really fortunate. We are definitely yin and yang to each other. Obviously, we have a lot of very similar thoughts when it came to building this business and how we were going to build it with our partners. But at the same time, once you start doing deeper dives into what we do, be it the buying, be it the marketing, be it you know, what kind of categories are we going to expand into or cut back on? We can really balance each other and kind of sit down and make each other think and hear both of our point of views.
Jason, any thoughts on the future of menswear? What are you watching for next?
I think the real general for us, the real general view of menswear, and I think part of our success as Millworks and the brand and the brands we carry and the actual physical store is you're seeing kind of this evolution that's like a throwback. Guys are really enjoying coming into spaces, hanging out, talking about the brands, kind of taking things slower again. You know, even our guy, you know, who's very into clothing, he's very into certain looks and stuff like that. He's still, you know, guys in general are still not shoppers. They're, you know, men and women are very different on how they approach that. So for our guy, part of our success is that we're kind of old school in our, you know, I don't want to say we're like a haberdashery or something like that, but we definitely lean in that direction, you know, where you can come in here, you can hang out, we'll talk about you know, where these jeans are made or where these great boots are made. And, you know, guys kind of feel like in a very small way, they're kind of part of a club. And I think that's the stores around the country that we are seeing succeeding, is that they're kind of taking all that and just slowing down a little bit.
We'll leave it there. Jason and Jesse, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jason and Jesse Meyer are brothers and co-founders of Millworks, a clothing company based in Milwaukee.